Ready to master yourself, live your mission, and manifest a purposeful, soul-aligned life? Want to charge premium for your gifts as a healer or a mentor? If you keep hitting limiting beliefs or unsure how to magnetize those high-ticket clients for your services, then this is a place for you. Welcome to Eugenia Oganova on a Mission podcast, where we decode self-mastery, help you step into your sovereign authority, and create true agency in your life. For spiritual entrepreneurs, we dive into sustainable marketing and clear messaging that attracts premium clients with ease. Tune in for tangible tools to become self-masterful, expand your vibratory range, grow your impact-driven business, scale with soul design, and elevate the human collective. And here is why you want to listen to me. I've taught over 100 courses to thousands of students across 27 countries. I've been featured in over 100 podcasts and publications. I've mentored hundreds of spiritual coaches and healers on sustainable, soul-led entrepreneurship. I am a self-made multimillionaire and an internationally best-selling author of 4 books. It's time to break through perceived limits and claim what's truly possible for you. So if you've been feeling all sorts of ways about what's going on the planet right now, you're not alone. Maybe it's the frustration with humanity's lack of spiritual maturity, or perhaps an inconsiderate behavior that you see everywhere, manipulative agendas that seem to shape so much of our reality lately. Or maybe it's the anger, like you've always been asked to pick a side, as if we're living in some sort of a binary universe and one side has to be right and another side has to be wrong. Or perhaps it's something more personal, like maybe you're just not feeling safe. Maybe you're judging yourself that you're not good enough somehow to handle what's happening, or maybe feeling like you're stuck in some circumstance that you don't believe you agreed to. And somewhere inside all that noise, there is a part of you that remembers the way it ought to be. When there's harmony, peace, love, consideration, when things are in flow in your life and within you, when there is abundance all over, remembers why you came here and remembers what you agreed to, and more importantly, remembers who you are. So in this lesson, we're going to touch on all those points. And let's start with the truth that tends to be not mentioned often in spiritual teachings. Being a light being on the mission on the planet Earth is hard. It's not an easy job. Not because there's something wrong with you, not because you need some healing or fixing or upgrading, but because this world has been hijacked by something that actively distorts our reality, reality of spirit, the way that it ought to be. So the Solar Council calls that distortion the false matrix. It's an artificial and parasitical program that runs sort of on top of the organic simulation of our planet, like the way that it was originally intended. And the difference between those two environments is your perception and how your energy is distributed. Inside the organic simulation, which is the true multidimensional environment of this planet, which is spirit-led, soul-aligned, and your energy interacts with the world syntropically. You give, you receive. That's what that means. You are supported by the quantum field, and there is a coherence that naturally occurs. But in the false matrix, which is the artificial overlay on top of this original program, you are kind of left to figure it out on your own. You plug into tribal fields that dictate how you're supposed to think, how you're supposed to feel. Your energy then is siphoned to those fields. That's what you're witnessing right now in the world. A lot of tribal warfare that humanity is going through because the energy is being siphoned into the false matrix. Before you incarnated into this simulation, you knew all of this. You knew that the planet was infected with the separation virus. You knew that entering this distorted field, the false matrix designed to make you forget, and you came anyway, which is awesome. This is the big deal. You came to anchor the light inside this darkness. Not to fight the darkness. That's the mistranslation when the false matrix attempts to twist it to pull your energy towards itself. Nope, we're not here to fight the darkness, but to remember who we really are, embody that inside the distorted game that we are in, which is linked to your true soul mission, which we'll get to a little bit later on in this lesson. Because it's so easy to start believing the illusion, to buy into all the lies that you're not good enough, that you're not made of spirit, that you cannot create miracles, that you're not supernatural, that you're just some sort of automaton in this materialistic game. It's easy to let the heaviness of this density and distortion make you question your inner truth. You're told to be reasonable, to keep the peace, to prove yourself and, you know, work harder, push more, to earn love, to earn abundance by accomplishing something that is worthy somehow in the eyes of society. But you did not come here to fall asleep and feed the false matrix. You came here to wake up inside that density and actually help others do the same. So first, let's look at the two main soul groups that are on the planet. They have different contracts, and it's very important to understand sort of those two major categories. Obviously, there are many, many more, and I'm not going to go into all the details here. Just two main ones: Earthling souls and starseeds. This is how Solar Console labels them. You might know different titles for this, but once I remind you, you'll understand what I'm talking about. Earthling soul group, that's a human soul group. Those are people in the process of awakening. Their journey is about activating higher energy centers. They are going up. They are expanding their perception and discovering their connection with the greater universe, and for many of them, for the first time ever. Now, starseeds, like you here, you are here to remember, not to learn from scratch. You already know. For starseeds, the work is about reactivating what is already within you, your higher centers, multidimensional awareness, but also learning to live in the dense reality without feeding the false matrix. So our journey is actually waking up within the illusion. Very different contract. So for starseeds, it's not about going higher. It's about mastering how to bring the higher frequency into lower planes of existence without distortion. So today, let's reconnect to this incredible multidimensional being who has done so much of this process I just described and more. And on Earth, she is known as Sekhmet. Her mission forever altered the path of humanity and linked together conscious guardians and the solar console and the human race and starseed initiative. Sekhmet was not always the embodiment of divine truth and power, this fierce protector and warrior goddess that we know her from the times of ancient Egypt here on Earth. She began as a pure divine intent in form, resonating Maat, the divine truth, the cosmic truth, and her essence coagulated into six-dimensional feline Urma body, Urma felines from Sirius, and paired with ascended humanoid female form, not necessarily a body, a form, creating a unique multi-dimensional hybrid, which is what Sekhmet is. She's only one of a kind in the universe like that. There have been other hybrids, obviously, but she's like, you can think of it like custom hybrid. She is very, very unique. She chose to come to Earth before it was consumed by the false matrix as part of the Syrian delegation to help advanced humanity. So we're talking about really far back in time. But as the planet descended further into illusion of that false reality, Sekhmet made a choice that no one else did. She stayed. She chose to remain inside the density of Earth. She chose to fight for humanity's conscious future. And as a multidimensional being, she squeezed herself into the super tight, polluted bandwidth of 3D that we are in, one that was already infected by the false matrix. Her pain was so intense, she nearly forgot who she was. By the way, if you want to understand more of Sekhmet's journey on this planet and how that's connected to the Solar Council and to humanity's path of evolution, definitely read my book, The Secret of Sekhmet, Why Akhenaten Challenged the Gods of Egypt. In this book, I go into all sorts of details of Sekhmet's past involvement with humanity, and it's a really cool metaphysical novel story when you actually get to play with the characters of the ancient Egypt. So definitely check that book out if you haven't read it or reread it, because her journey is laid out there for you. Sekhmet, divine nature, wasn't just misunderstood by the people of Earth, it was misunderstood by herself, at least for a while, because she was trapped within the illusion so much that she couldn't quite remember. She was so disoriented. Sounds familiar? Being disoriented, right? Like, how many times have you came in with this unconditional love and high vision only to be labeled too intense, too emotional, too much somehow? Or how many times have you shut down your power just to make others feel safe? Or how often have you been called unreasonable, a dreamer, or just plain crazy? This is something that starseeds deal with a lot, and understanding Sekhmet's path will really help you. This is what happens with so many starseeds when we incarnate within the false matrix here. Starseeds are the souls who originate beyond this planet, not part of the Earthling soul group, and we choose to incarnate into human form for a very specific mission, which we'll go to a little bit later, so stay tuned. All light beings arrive with a signature of unconditional love, harmony, spiritual attunement. But as soon as we enter this density of the planet Earth, we get hit with pressure. Inside the false matrix, the light sticks out, which makes us often a target. This is why starseeds so often experience persecution, betrayal, exile, suppression, not just because they're different, but because their energy is tasty to the false matrix. It wants to siphon the light. It goes after this as if we are a dessert. You know, starseeds also deal with something deeper, a frequency discrepancy. This is the thing I talk about quite often. So if you've been in my world, you know what I mean. It's when the point of origin, which is the high frequency, the harmonious realm you came from, and the point of destination, which is this distorted density, are wildly out of sync with one another. That misalignment actually hurts. It, like, in your being, I'm sure you had that experience before, when it physically hurts in your body when you feel that discrepancy that sometimes our linear mind can't even process. We just know that this is not in alignment. And it's like falling from heaven, landing hard in a foreign land, disoriented and aching and temporarily forgetting what your mission even is, while being hunted by the locals in addition to it. So the pain can be blinding, disorienting, confusing, definitely causing us lose access to higher dimensions, which is why I hear from so many starseeds that, like, oh, I seem to remember, but then, like, why can't I get access and whatever? A lot of it is, this is why. This is what needs to be healed to reopen the access. It's not the end of the journey here at, like, oh, okay, so I guess I'm within the density. That's actually just the beginning. You meant to begin with your internal alchemy. This is the soul mission that's a part of the Starseed Initiative on Earth. And I will tell you more about that later. See, your pain, your disorientation, your righteous rage at times, even karmic repetitive cycles that sometimes come with that, those are not flaws. They are not signs that something is broken within you. They are symptoms of a light being inside the distortion of the false matrix. But this is what makes you different. If you came here and you didn't have memory of anything else, you didn't have anything to compare this reality to, like the rest of humanity, then you might have just thought that you're a victim. You might have just taken this at the face value as pain is just what it is. You internalize that as a proof of not being worthy, but you don't. Because the part of you knows this is not how it's supposed to be. You have something to compare it to. You carry the point of reference of a different experience. Okay? That's what makes you so different. Your soul remembers multidimensional reality you came from. Why those negative experiences didn't just hurt you, they stood out to you. You notice them more. They are signals. They tell you something sacred is being distorted. They remind you, this is not Maat. This is not the divine truth. And your soul notices that distortion and refuses to play along. That was Sekhmet's first awakening within the false matrix, when she felt this righteous rage of limitation, of illusion, of being twisted into something that she never consented to consciously. And maybe that's your awakening too, as well. Because let's be real, awakening is not bliss and butterflies, right? It's definitely not for the faint of heart. It's often bloody, it's raw, it's humbling. It brings you to the edge of what you think you can bear, only to show you that there's more. But Sekhmet did not stay inside this rage. She did not become a victim, no matter how much the false matrix pressured her. She chose to still the soul and realign to spirit. That was the main adjustment she made. And inside that stillness, she remembered who she is. She remembered her mission. She shed the false matrix overlays and began to see clearly again. Through the ache of what has been lost, the courage to love it anyway. Sekhmet remembered that she is worthy of love. She reconnected to spirit. She remembered that she loved humanity. She remembered her love for the earth, the reason she came here in the first place. And this is when her alchemy began. She stopped reacting to distortion and started embodying the truth. She became an embodied carrier of Maat, of divine order. And that is what you are being asked to do now, to become now. That is your soul mission. This alchemical path is not about escaping the illusion. So much of the New Age movement talks about essentially going into some la-la land when everybody is homogenous mass that just sings kumbaya and is super happy all the time and blissed out. That is not at all the reality of what Starseed Initiative is and why we came here. This is hard and painful. But holding the light inside the darkness, that is an incredible, powerful mission. And you can do it, or you would not be incarnate here on Earth right now. So it is not about escaping the illusion. That's the trap of the false matrix, because if you're trying to escape, you still believe that you're a victim. You're still trying to get away from something. And the entire victim-victimizer dynamic is part of the false matrix programming. This is how it messes with us. This is how it creates these holes of mirrors, like layers of illusion that look like progress, but really keep you stuck in the same system and just siphoning your energy. You're just feeding the system. Like, have you had that experience? Like, you feel you're out, but you're still playing the game. You still trying to earn your worth, even though you know you're worthy. You're still trying to prove you're light enough, advanced enough, conscious enough in order to somehow leave into some next progression of whatever. That's a false light. That's not true ascension. That's why what I talk about often is transcension versus ascension. Because ascension a lot of times is actually false matrix construct. When transcension, that's when you shift within you to remembrance of who you really are. Sekhmet did not escape the illusion. She transmuted it. The journey becomes one of devotion, of clarity, of divine action, not based on the mind, on the thinking, on some mental understanding, and definitely not on tribes, tribal fields telling you how you're supposed to behave, but based on spirit, on God, on the universal principle of divine order, the creator, the God source, based on following the will of God and being spirit-led. Not ego-led, how majority of humans are, based on how you always were before the distortion, at your true origin of identity. You shed the overlays, you drop the false identities, you return to Christ consciousness and Sophia light of God's source. You go up to that one God source identity. And that's exactly what many of you are here to do, to whatever degree, depending on your mission and whatever that looks like, depending on your mission. But that's why you are here. See, humans were always meant to be spirit-led within this organic syntropic simulation on the planet Earth. But when humanity agreed collectively and unconsciously to give up their sovereign power and play the role of a victim needing rescuing or protection, the simulation became infected with what Solar Council calls the separation virus. This opened the door for the false matrix, this artificial construct that hijacked the natural harmony of this planetary simulation and began feeding off our energy. In the original design, we were meant to live in trust, aligned with spirit, relaxed in the unconditional love of God Source, and intuitively receiving and responding daily to our assignments from the spirit. That is the original design, okay? Living in trust, relaxed in unconditional love of God's spirit, universe, whatever you want to call it, and intuitively receiving and responding to daily assignments from the divine. Many ancient cultures called this state heaven or paradise on earth. But as consciousness dropped and the false matrix took over, we became trapped in this victim-victimizer programming and two distorted forms of navigation emerged. One of them is the tribal navigation, which is victim controlled by the victimizer. Out of fear of punishment or not belonging, you do whatever the tribe deems right. You don't have your own opinion. You're just given the opinion essentially by the tribe. You do not stick out because that's dangerous. This gives the illusion of safety in numbers because you belong to something. But this entire concept of belonging to feel safe is actually tribal consciousness, parameter of the false matrix. Okay, because really we only belong to our soul mission and God. That's it. That's what we belong to. Any group, any tribal field that you're trying to belong to, family or some sort of a construct or even religious like parameters, like whatever you're trying to belong to, if it's not pure divine source, God, universal consciousness of oneness, spirit, then it's already within the false matrix. So that's one. Number two, distortion of navigation that false matrix ended up with is ego mind navigation. So first one was tribal, this one ego mind. This is where victim is chasing the false light. In this one, you mentally decide what your goal should be and you push towards that goal, even if it means going against the tribe. So at this point, the person might be okay not belonging. This creates the dopamine rewards. You start to feel like you're successful. It gives you this illusion of success. But it's an illusion that's like a hall of mirrors. That's why so many people who achieve incredible results in life afterwards feel kind of empty because it wasn't led by spirit. It's not God that gave you an assignment, you went and did it. It's the ego that decided and went and did it. And yes, we are manifestors, we're creators. We are able to use the laws of the quantum field and manifest, but what are you manifesting from? Because if it's from the ego, or if it's from the tribe, it is within the false matrix distortion. You essentially recycle yourself within that trap. You can feel safe, even like with material security, by being a victim that fits into the tribe. You can feel successful, even if you achieve status and wealth, by chasing ego-driven goals. But in both cases, you are being played. So, what does it mean to be spirit-led that I keep mentioning in here? So let's look into that. In the true organic simulation, the way that this is originally meant to be, you belong to all of humanity as a unique one-time cosmic event that you are, a vital piece of the greater puzzle. You receive divine assignments through intuition, through signs, through synchronicities, through inner knowing, and following through on those divine assignments, you can manifest miracles, as in something that's not directly cause and effect linear. You feel safe, you feel worthy, you feel held exactly as you are, because there is a reason to be the way that you are. God's source is responsible for your mission. You are responsible for taking aligned action in space-time to land that mission into third dimension. Let me repeat this, because this is Sekhmet's alchemy. This is what humanity needs to understand. This is what completely not being taught in spiritual circles or in the typical New Age stuff. But this is the key. This is transcension. This is how you actually serve humanity, especially if you're a starseed. God's source, so the higher, the divine aspect, the spirit, is responsible for your mission. It comes up with it, it designs it, it gives you energy for it. You don't come up with energy for it. It does. God does. But you are 100% responsible for taking aligned action. It's your job to stay in alignment with that God source, with that spirit impulse within you. If you keep falling out of it because of your issues, because of past trauma, because of some story you're telling yourself, that's you not being responsible for actually doing your divine assignment, your mission. It is our responsibility to take aligned actions in linear space-time here to land that mission into the third dimension. Being spirit-led means that you do not mentally decide your goals based on fear or based on comparison or some external validation or whatever. You do not chase belonging or status through a tribe. And you do not push forward out of scarcity or panic. Instead, you feel the overflow. You can only create abundance from abundance. You cannot create abundance from scarcity. So that's why it's so important to become aligned with that God impulse within us so that the spirit charge is what essentially creates the flow. So now there's overflow. There's more than enough. That's from which you then create. You receive your divine assignment, and it's kind of could come daily. I mean, there's obviously one for the whole lifetime. That's what we call the soul mission. But there's also smaller ones. There could be like literally one for the day. Divine assignment is something you tune into intuitively through signs, synchronicities, inner knowing, prayer, meditation, like whichever way the knowledge can drop into you, whatever your parameters are of perception. And you take action with trust that you are supported, loved, and guided. That's what faith is. Taking steps, believing it is before it has manifested. Because you know it will, because you are following the divine will and you're taking aligned action. So how can you tell if you are being led by the tribe or ego or the spirit? If you are acting from fear, let's say fear of being left behind or missing out, you are tribal-led. If you are taking action because you're afraid you're not going to have enough, maybe it's love, like not enough love, status, not being important enough or noticed enough, paid attention to enough, maybe it's money, not enough money, or health, or success, not achieving enough, you are being ego-led. If you are responding to your intuitive knowing, feeling the energy of this overflow I just talked about, and taking aligned action without fear but with faith, that means you are being spirit-led. So this is a very basic way to determine, like, is it fear-based? Then it's tribal. Is it enoughness-based? Then it's ego. Or am I responding to divine assignment, even if it's a little bit like, oh my God, wow, I'm going to do this, or, you know, this is going to be something, but you feel like there's spirit behind you, like God, universe, whatever you call this higher divine principle is there backing you up. You're not alone doing it. Because remember, in the first two, the tribal and the ego, you're alone. You're on your own. It's all on you. With the spirit-led, it's not on you. Spirit is doing it through you. You become the pathway for God to deliver its message to its materialized reality. It's a very different way of living. You dissolve the false matrix and return to the organic syntropic earth simulation. This is what humanity must do. It must become spirit-led once again in order to return out of the false matrix into the organic simulation. This is why Starseed Initiative was set up. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you can check that out on my website, transcensiongate.com. There's a portion there, and I'll link this in description of the video as well, so you can just read up on some of it. But the roots of this initiative trace back to Sekhmet, to her unshakable belief in humanity's future. Over 12,000 years ago, Sekhmet stood in front of the solar console and refused to give up on the human project. Originally, Earth was meant to be a syntropic simulation, multi-dimensional anchor point for timelines uncorrupted by the separation virus that had already spread in many places in the galaxy. But when the false matrix hijacked the Earth simulation, there was a serious talk of ending human experiment altogether on this planet. And many, many Solar Council members concluded that humanity was beyond saving because it was infected with the victim idea. So just like in a laboratory, right? If your experiment is contaminated by some external toxin, you typically just discard the experiment and start again. So think of it that way. So Earth is the environment, was infected. Humanity, as the species in the environment, had fallen in disempowerment and spiritual amnesia and victimhood. So the separation virus, the toxin in this situation, was rewriting the experiment original code, sort of forfeiting the experiment, you can say. The council, of course, saw that corruption and decided, okay, we end this. And they planned to activate planetary mantle underneath, release the lava, blow up many volcanoes on Earth, and essentially reset the field, wiping out humanity and many other species and kind of starting all over, reseeding the planet. But Sekhmet saw it differently. She convinced the Solar Council to give humanity another chance. "I will stay," she said. "I will hold the bridge out of the false matrix. I will love them inside the density. I will protect this sacred timeline by myself being the anchor," which is a hell of an amount of responsibility and power to channel like high voltage into one point. But she chose to be that point. Sekhmet believed that experiment was not ruined, it just has changed, like modification, new parameter was introduced. And that change had a potential for even greater outcome, which is what she sold to the Solar Council. Yes, the risks were enormous. Humanity could become completely consumed by the distortions of the false matrix and never remember who they were. But the potential was greater. Humanity could become the turning point for the entire galaxy, the ones that transcended the separation virus from within. Now, that is something that has never been really done before. So that would be an amazing reward. So Sekhmet, this multidimensional hybrid one-of-a-kind being, became a embodiment of divine Maat, divine universal law of one, chose to stay here on Earth as all the other multidimensional beings, the ones with higher access, left. She stood in unwavering faith. Her devotion saved us, essentially. She chose love, fierce, sovereign, unrelenting love. That is a very powerful frequency. She remembered us even when we forgot ourselves. At that time, there were no souls from other worlds incarnate here on Earth in a human bodies. Only Earthling soul group could have human bodies. So if there were humans on a planet, they were from the Earthling soul group. But Sekhmet's courage ignited a movement. Now, this is what we know as the Starseed Initiative. Her stance inspired other souls from other worlds to take notice of what was going on here in the solar system. They saw this moment in the Earth's history as last stand before the virus spreads, like the final opportunity to stop the separation virus from overtaking the galaxy. But here is the thing. It's a universal law that nothing can be changed from the outside. Okay? No one, not even the highest light beings, could swoop in and rescue humanity from the false matrix. Does not work like that. The only way was come inside the system. change from within. Be born inside the density, wake humans up as a human within the human form. To feel, to be hurt, to be manipulated, to be forgotten, experience all of that just like Earthlings do, to assist them to remember how to get out of the false matrix. Those souls became known as starseeds. And you probably heard many names for them as well. Starseeds is the name I use because that's what Solar Council uses, but you can think of lightworkers, wayshowers, indigos, star children. Like, there are millions of titles for all of us because they're different soul groups. But what makes them unique is that they're not Earthlings. They're not original to here. They came from elsewhere. That's what starseeds agreed to experience the pain of humanity. That's what you agreed to be in density and experience this density. And it's not fun a lot of times. It also could be totally magical and amazing. I mean, come on, there's chocolate and there's cats and, you know, there's all sorts of fun things like ocean. But nevertheless, it doesn't always feel beautiful, brilliant, amazing, and easy, right? So even though we entered the distortion field, we, the starseed souls, we brought something with us. The memory of the multidimensional wholeness, the felt sense of life beyond separation, like what it could be when it's not in this infection, the imprint of Maat, the divine truth, encoded into our every cell, essentially. This is the natural frequency for starseeds. This is our advantage. This is our assignment. This is why we are the living bridge between dimensions, between the density. We're like the open door through which others can remember the way out, just like Sekhmet did originally. Throughout history, many great souls have incarnated to do this mission on a large scale, like Zoroaster of Persia, like Buddha, like Laozi of Taoism, or Confucius of Chinese philosophy, or Mahavira of Jainism, countless gurus, Moses, Akhenaten, and of course, Jesus Christ, and there's, I'm sure, many I did not mention. So these are the human body, non-human souls, anchors to shift humanity, to hold the door open. Sekhmet was also one of those, and you are one of those. Only now, we are many small ones that are meant to hold the door open collectively, each by being spirit-led within us and remembering who we truly are. You made that same vow to come here and do this, to stay in the dark, to hold the line, to love fiercely, just like Sekhmet did, to protect the human project, even if it looks impossible at times, to trust spirit, even when everything else falls apart, still hold the line. That's our divine assignment. This is not about inventing some grand magical mission. It's about reclaiming the mission that you already agreed to before you were born. Like, ask yourself, have you felt this tension between what life is and what you know it could be, right? This is something so common for starseeds and for earthlings. They're like, what do you mean? You know, maybe you've seen injustice and instead of picking a tribal side, you felt this deep grief and a soul level empathy. Maybe you refuse to pick a side, like which side is right, this opinion is right or this opinion is right, because you can feel both sides, you know? Maybe you felt this righteous rage rise up inside of you when you saw somebody being victimized. Maybe you chose to keep your heart open even when it would have been easier to shut it down and hide and protect yourself. Maybe you've taken a completely illogical step because your whole being knew that this is what's aligned and everybody else told you were crazy, but you knew it was right. Those are the signs. This is the proof that you are part of the Starseed Initiative. But let's be clear, this mission is not for the faint-hearted. This is not about saving the world and being the light bringers to make everything happy. Like, we don't do that stuff. We're real. We actually do the work, the hard work. It's about repatterning the field. It's about unplugging your power from the false matrix. That takes a lot of courage and gumption to actually do. It's about restoring the frequency of truth within yourself so that your coherence radiates out and shifts the collective through the morphogenic resonance. This is the real work, not some sort of a la la land, let's rescue humanity, or this is the right way to go. There is no right way to go because both right and wrong are playing the game within the false matrix. The way out is actually not to play the game. Okay? Beware that manipulation can be very subtle. You know, it will twist the light into the savior complex. It will tell you that shrinking yourself is safe. That's how you get saved, by minimizing. It will weaponize your empathy. That's another one. When so many bleeding hearts now see every time you see somebody who looks like a victim, oh, that means we got to support it. Not necessarily, because that victim playing the victim-victimizer game, and just because somebody has lost the game doesn't mean that they are meant to be supported. So you got to use your own wisdom and stand your sovereign ground outside of the false matrix in order to know what's actually so. So your empathy cannot be weaponized. Okay? Because otherwise, we're just following this, oh, oxytocin, oh, that feels nice to be empathic, but you're supporting the false matrix construct. So be conscious about those subtle interferences. It will make you question your worth, and then suddenly you're wobbling in what you truly are. So understanding this and being fierce in your sovereignty, just like Sekhmet, that's how we change this environment. This is how we truly free humanity, not by rescuing it, but by becoming the enlightened ones within it. So, what does it actually mean for your life? It means that your pain has a context. It's not just a random suffering or a karmic burden. It's the pressure point that the false matrix tried to break you and where your light refused to be broken. That's the pain within the context. Also, it means that triggers are not flaws. Those are invitations to recalibrate. They make you a point of reference so that others can feel what is possible because of you, the light being. You were able to overcome it, they can too, following that point of reference. It also means your sensitivity is not a weakness. It's your superpower. It's the gateway of compassion to your ability to feel the field of oneness outside of the false matrix. So this is like part of you holding the door open here, okay? It also means that your righteous rage about the victim-victimizer game, that programming, that is a sacred fire, Sekhmet's fire, the very core of the Starseed Initiative. It can be hijacked by the false matrix, becoming blame or desire to punish. That's something to watch out for, because there's a big difference between pure aligned fire element. That's what we call the righteous rage. You know, kind of like when Jesus got mad at the people trading and doing business deals within the temple and went and cleared the temple stairs. That's a righteous rage. That's all alignment. But when we shift into blame and desire to punish and hatred, that's not righteous rage anymore. That's you fully consumed by the false matrix, because you're now taking the side, you're in tribal warfare, you're hating the other side, and you're thinking that your rage is justified when it's not. Okay? So really, paying attention to that distinction is important. You need to use it wisely to burn out of illusions, to shatter whole of mirrors for yourself and for others, but not to blame or punish. And of course, it means that your mission is real. That's another big meaning shift for you. It's happening now, not later, not once you're more healed, advanced, more ready, more confident, more something. Now. Right now, because you did not come here to wait. You came here to remember, to embody, to transmit the frequency. You are the being of light who entered the dark, not to get lost in the dark. That would be kind of pointless, right? But to actually ignite the path out of it for others, okay? And I promise you, Solar Console knows you. It remembers who you are. God Source remembers you, because of the type of mission that you have. Even if you think like, well, I'm not doing anything, you know, special. If you're doing that, what I just described, then yes, you are known, okay? You are known by name. You are tracked. Your mission is paid attention to. Universe cares about you very specifically. Obviously, God cares about all of us, but there's a very specific attention paid to souls who are doing this. And, you know, universe loves us. God loves you. Spirit loves you, just like I do, just like Solar Council does. And now, so do you. So can you appreciate and love yourself, understanding what you're here for. So let's get practical for a moment, because this is not just some poetic soul contract that's going to somehow make you feel special. We don't do that. This is about your living assignment, like why you're actually here, that comes with the real world responsibilities, actually. So here are the three things that you need to know as a starseed agent on the active mission. Number one, stay spirit-led and soul-aligned. This is your primary compass. If you lose that, you drift and fall in the false matrix. To stay spirit-led means, let's remind you here, to prioritize divine will over personal preference, to follow the nudges, the signs, the synchronicities, even when they do not make logical sense, to listen when your higher self whispers, and then you act from that place. You are responsible for honoring the signs and synchronicities as assignments, not just pretty moments. Listening to your intuition before your mind jumps in is essential. Tracking the voices inside is another must, okay? So you can differentiate. This is my soul and my higher self speaking. This is my ego speaking, like my human self. Me in the world. This is my lower self, my inner child, my fears and issues speaking. This is my body speaking, like it's hungry or it needs rest or it needs movement. Choosing to submit to spirit and follow the higher voices, higher self and above. That's your responsibility. Okay? So tip here, you can ask yourself this. Who's leading? My fear, my inner child, my ego, or my higher self? In every action, before you take an action, ask yourself, from where is this assignment came? And only act on the ones from the higher self or directly God, source, spirit, if you have direct access. Okay? Now, number two thing to know as a starseed on a mission, master your emotional landscape. You cannot be a clear channel of light if your inner landscape is chaotic and reactive. It's not about suppressing the feelings. I'm not saying don't feel your feelings, but it's about becoming the adult in the room, even when the room is inside your own nervous system, right? Somebody got to be in charge, and it shouldn't be the inner child, okay? You are responsible here for healing your unprocessed trauma, especially the inner child wounding. That is your responsibility. Obviously, with help, with support, with whatever, but that is your job. It's not an excuse just because trauma happened, okay? You are responsible for restoring your worthiness without waiting for external validation. That's a big one. You are also responsible for parenting yourself with love, with discipline, with devotion. Remember, you do not need to address everything at once within you, but you do need to take responsibility for your state. So here you can ask yourself these questions. Am I emotionally overreacting to something because I feel unsafe, unseen, or unloved? What does my inner child need right now from me? Can I be both tender and sovereign in the moment? That's to help you navigate. And the third one is to act from sovereignty, not tribal or ego pressure. Tribal pull is very strong on this planet. Ego cravings can be very loud. False light will tell you to sacrifice yourself to save others and all sorts of other BS, or to follow the false light for your own salvation somehow, and whatever, like forgetting that you actually already light being and you do not require any saving, okay? You are not here to rescue. You are here to alchemize. You are responsible for creating and maintaining clear energetic boundaries. That's on you. Knowing when to help and when to step away. staying loyal to the higher truth, to Ma'at, even when it's inconvenient, uncomfortable, or unpopular. Now, here's the key difference between Savior and the alchemist, okay? Savior tries to fix others, dives deep into the pain, and phoom, drowns. The alchemist holds the frequency that invites transformation without forcing anything, transforms himself or herself, and creates the point of reference for others. That's the magician within us, right? That's how we're meant to do the change, not by going there knocking on somebody and saying, wake up, this is the right way, but by holding the right way, by being the thing that holds the door open, okay? So ask yourself, am I helping here from overflow or from guilt or pain or something else? Is this person truly ready, or am I projecting my need to feel useful or my discomfort with their pain? Is this action aligned with my higher mission, or this is a distraction dressed up as a purpose, something pretty like a candy wrapper? Remember this, being on a mission does not mean carrying the weight of the world. That is false matrix construct. It means staying aligned, letting the frequency do the heavy lifting, but it's our responsibility to stay within the frequency of spirit, of God source, to resonate that within us, to embody that. You're not here to play every role. You are here to play your role, fully your own. And when you do that, you become a tuning fork for the morphogenic field. You become the open door for humanity. You become the remembered future. Literally, you are it. This is how we unplug from the false matrix. This is how we win the game that we didn't want to play in the first place. Everything we've talked about here, the remembering, the realignment, the activation of your role in the Starseed Initiative, all of this is activated in your field through frequency. This is why I'm giving you the multidimensional meditation with this lesson. It is a cellular repatterning of your whole being, a recalibration of your frequency back to original design and the blueprint of your sacred mission coming alive within you. This meditation, this is a powerful activation. It's only available inside Transcension School. So go listen and let it anchor everything that you have remembered here. And let's summarize what you have learned so that today doesn't just fly in your head and out of your head, but it actually sticks, because transformation only possible if you actually anchor and embody the learning, okay? You're not here to escape the world. You are here to elevate it. Your rage, your grief, your pain, and clarity about situations are not obstacles. They are fuel for this alchemical path. You are part of the Starseed Initiative, quietly coded into this lifetime. You do not need to fight the darkness. You just need to anchor the light within yourself, and then the energy field will shift. Sekhmet's journey mirrors yours. It's like two sides of the same thing holographically. You fall, you remember, you embody, you ascend, and together that becomes a transcension path, the spiral path of transcension. You are ready to do this. You do not need to be more healed or somehow more present or more aligned. The mission is not out there somewhere, something you got to do. It's here. It's now. It's in your hands. It's what you were always meant to do. When you align with spirit, the next step always reveals itself, sometimes one step at a time, sometimes more than one, but the path becomes clearer as you start walking. And you, of course, already know this, that knowing something intellectually is not the same thing as actually embodying it. You are not here to collect more concepts and check something in your mental to-do list. Oh, I know this now. Check mark, check mark. That is not what we're doing here, okay? You are here to live the transformation. You feel difference in your body when you do that. You anchor it in your life. It transforms your life and transforms you, and because of it, people around you. Because real change only happens when you commit to doing the work, okay? Recognizing when the wrong navigation happens. That's a very important thing to put on your filter to pay attention to. Recalibrating to Ma'at and God's source to become spirit-led instead of ego-led or tribal-led. Acting from the place of divine assignment daily, mentally, emotionally, physically, that's very important, okay? That's exactly what we do here in Transcension School, because you're not meant to do this alone. You're meant to be in community. We're not here for information collecting. We're for embodying of the frequencies. That's why you get these magnificent meditations that are multidimensional. They have different brainwave patterns that I encode in there. I bring all sorts of frequencies, and it's designed to reprogram your subconscious and shift your entire system into that multidimensional range, so your body remembers, your cell remembers, your soul remembers. Cellular body and the soul body remembers. The experience becomes your energetic truth. This is also why we do those 8-hour transmissions every Monday. That's so that you can create this deep recalibration within yourself and actually continue stepping in, locking in these new frequencies like the sovereign authority, the abundance, the joy, the collective upgrade for humanity happens because you do that. This is how you go beyond the theory and just mental and actually reprogram your system to hold the energy of what your soul already knows. So thank you for being on the planet incarnate right now and being on the mission and helping collective humanity step out of the false matrix. Be love. Be free. Be God. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Eugenia Oganova on a Mission. Want to know more? Check out my websites. TranscensionGate.com for my books, courses, and for the Transcension School to advance your consciousness and personal mastery. And EugeniaOganova.com for advice on how to sustainably create, grow, and scale your business by aligning with your unique soul design. Are you the type of person who loves to help? If you got something out of this episode, I would love for you to share this on the social media, to shout us out on the Facebook and Insta at Eugenia Oganova. To make sure that you don't miss any episodes, go ahead and subscribe right now. And your ratings and reviews go a long way to help promote the show. It means a lot. So thank you so much for being here, and I will see you next time.